Hello everyone, welcome back to Mechanaman,
the podcast that recaps Drag Race franchises, especially Drag Race Philippines, from a Pinoy queer superfan lens. Kasi Mechanaman pwede, diba?
Correct, and we are here at the Snatch Game episode for Season 2. We're gonna unpack a lot of it, but before that, we also wanna thank first ang ating mga sponsor ng aming last viewing party. Of course, we have Durex na namigay ng mga libreng condom ulit. We have Lift Clinic, we also have Levi's, and of course, we have Kiehl's, who just was just such a great sponsor.
Kiehl's helped make our night such a fun one. They came in with like a lot of different activities for our audience, and they just gave us some sickening products that I can't wait to use myself.
So thank you so much, Kiehl's, the number one luxury skincare brand in the Philippines based sa aking talking point. So it's nice to, you know, have somebody as cool as Kiehl's skincare partner with us. So again, maraming salamat, Kiehl's. So let's talk about Snatch Game first. It's been a few days na since Snatch Game has happened. I know we'll unpack this later on, but you know, when I saw the comment section that night, a lot of people did not like it, said that it was the worst, said that it was not as good or nowhere near as Season 1. But now that some time has passed, what do you make of this Snatch Game of Season 2?
I think Snatch Game of Drag Race Philippines Season 2 is medyo middle of the road siya for me. There were, of course, some really iconic moments, especially from like Kat-Kat's performance as Mayor Joy. We have the amazing collaborative skills of Hannah Beshi and Arizona. There were some standout moments, but I think maybe this is just the pacing and the editing, but it wasn't as like jam-packed as last year. Maybe that's also because of last year kasi mas iconic yung characters natin eh. Ngayon kasi medyo mas niche yung audiences ng majority ng characters that we have on the panel. And I did see some comments na parang Mama Pao was not able to really volley with the contestants very much. Watching it again, I did kind of see that, but then I also have to give credit to like the amazing John Santos for I think John was very integral in setting up a lot of the great volleying iconic moments of this episode.
Yeah, ako naman, thank God meron tayong mga viewing parties, and thank God we experienced Drag Race Philippines via viewing parties. You know, if life is all about how you choose to experience it, you know, experiencing Drag Race, specifically Snatch Game, in a room with a group of people who are just rooting for the girls, I think that in itself was a gift. Because if I just judge the audience reaction and what I was feeling while watching Snatch Game, it was hilarious. You were there. I saw you standing up and like getting your life. So I'm choosing love in terms of how I want to remember Snatch Game of Season 2.
We're choosing to remember it the way that we experienced it rather than the general consensus. I mean, it was I have to say, I really did enjoy it in the moment. But, you know, having to watch it again and like dissect it and see it within the, as we like to say, the Drag Race tapestry, it's not the best talaga. Parang I wouldn't say it's up there.
Tama yung sinabi mo. I think the editing might have something to do with it, because when I watched it again, may mga certain lulls na siguro nung viewing party, hindi ko siya nakuha because grabe yung laughter nung buong kwarto. So parang when we were laughing, apparently there were lull or lag moments that were happening. And I guess that was kind of the experience of people who were viewing it at home, maybe on their own, that it felt doubty, or maybe tentative is the right word. Baka yun. But you know, more reason for you guys to come to our viewing parties.
I was just about to say, sabi nga ni Boss, life is how you experience it, and sometimes episodes turn out better in a viewing party setting than in your bedroom on your laptop at home.
Correct. But yeah, we'll get to the episode already. So it's a new day in the workroom. Tiny Deluxe just sashayed away. And immediately we are faced with the aftermath of that emotionally charged untucked with Jade and Kat-Kat at the center of it all. Kat-Kat apologized to the girls.
Yes.
And then nag-sorry rin siya kay Jade sa pagtaas ng emotions niya. What do you make of this of starting the episode like ganito agad.
Alam mo, it puts the queens in a really good light. Like, you know, it shows a lot of maturity that they're able to, you know, take the time to reflect. Just to like help contextualize this for everyone, ha. When the cameras are off, the girls talk to literally no one. Like, mm-hmm. The girls aren't exactly allowed to interact offset when the cameras are off. Uuwi sila sa, after a long, like, physically and mentally and emotionally exhausting day, they go back into their hotel rooms alone. So they don't really have anyone to, like, dissect things with. They don't really have a voice to bounce off of. So it shows a lot of maturity from these queens to, you know, come back into the workroom, having taken time to reflect alone. Like, mm-hmm. We know how difficult that can be. Sometimes we do need that, like, soundboard of another person's perspective. But Kat was able to take time on her own, realize what had happened, what went wrong in the situation, nag-apologize siya. So, I think it's just a really, parang, yes, there were a lot of people that were against Kat with what she said, what had happened last week. But I think this intro to the episode is her way of kind of like turning those people around again and showing a different mm-hmm. side of her.
Yeah. Jade immediately, I think, took a very, how do I say this? Wanted to be as objective as possible by saying na Verushka might have played a big role in how both of them reacted, which is buti na lang para kahit papano Verushka was put on blast. Mm-hmm. And funny because like during this confessional, Verushka said that, was I aware that I stirred the pot? No. But am I happy that it happened? Na para they can solve their issues? Parang something to, I'm paraphrasing here. And sabi niya, yes. I'm like, okay, that, wow. That is such a choice for yes. you, mama.
Sobrang bilis ng ating Drag Race Philippines fandom that I already saw like a super cut of Verushka's confessionals from last week's Untucked and her confessionals from this moment. And there's a lot of self-contradicting. Siguro, just like to give her a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, we don't know the exact sequence of when things were said and when things were filmed.
Uh-huh.
You know, malay mo, yung confessional na to was actually said before her confessionals from last week and then they just edited it to look like a certain way. We never know kasi yeah. the queens shoot multiple confessional days and then they wear the same look, they do the same makeup, so we can't really tell when something was said and if it was put in the timeline in correct order. But uh-huh. yes, there was some self-contradiction going on.
Uh-huh. And also, in terms of like maybe things that happen outside the show, I mean, I've spoken with Jade. I mean, we both of us are quite close to Jade. And Jade has said that meron siyang one-on-one relationship with Kat Kat now and they're trying to move forward,
yes.
choosing love and peace. So it's good na actually, if you notice how they have been kind of doing the social media rounds mm-hmm. last week, I think they played it really well. Kat Kat apologized. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, Kat Kat only really needs to apologize to Jade. Uh-oh. Not naman to the whole public. So I'm happy na, you know, they're trying to keep things behind closed doors yes. in terms of how they're managing that relationship. But I think right now, most of us kind of know that they're definitely in better terms already. Yes. And this was something that happened in February of this year.
Yeah, exactly. This happened months ago. Actually, I remember an interview during their press junket during the premiere day. I actually remember an interview of Kat Kat with, I think it was Pep.ph. And Kat Kat said something na parang her biggest lesson from the season was that hindi lahat ng jokes appropriate. Uh-huh. It's not always appropriate to say every joke to every person. And I think this was pertaining to, ayun nga, yung naging biruan nila ni Jade that kind of triggered Jade's uh-huh. trauma. I think that was pertaining to that. She said this during the premiere, so obviously throughout the months that it took for between filming and the airing of the show, Kat Kat has shown some growth as a person.
Yeah, and that's great to know because, I mean, we know it from this episode. I think she immediately becomes a contender for the crown after her showing this episode. But before we move on there, let's talk about the mini challenge. Meron tayong patinikling na mga naka-Filipiniana. There were a few looks here that I think are noteworthy. Which one stood out for you?
I really, really loved Ovi's, like, they already knew this was a mini challenge look. But Ovi went uh-huh. above and beyond and made custom print fabrics for her Filipiniana. she's wearing this purple Filipiniana na may mukha niya with like a sarong and a scarf that has Ovikot printed all over it. Sobrang extra, and I just have to... It was such a great moment for a mini challenge of all things.
Yeah, and then she wore it pa to our viewing party. Yun yung suot niya nung meet and greet and nung actual viewing. So that was such a nice treat for everyone. I think every time the camera would pan to what Jade was wearing, people were laughing kasi it's a Filipiniana na susified.
Correct.
Literally and figuratively.
Correct.
As in, it was so her.
As in, ano lang siya, butterfly sleeves with the slightest bit of like a crop top. Tapos naka parang nipple pasties lang siya. And then she has
Correct.
This mini skirt and the whale tail. Always doll shenanigans from our favorite doll.
Correct. And then they started the tinikling challenge. Tawang-tawa ko nung sinabi ni Mama Pao na nung si Didi Holiday na ganyan yung mga gimmick nila nung araw. I mean,
Correct.
it's such a fresh way to deliver an old joke.
Correct.
Diba? I laughed there. Of course, may mga nakakatawang standout sa moments. So to like, Jade only being able to do the challenge for 2 seconds, but Hanabeshi beat Jade by only doing it for 1 second.
Correct.
But of course, I think by now, we have solidified na we are in Matilda's House of Minis.
Correct.
And we are all better for it. Just go.
Ano nga, sabi nga ni Ovi, ang atletang Pinoy, Matilda, third mini challenge win in a row. I wonder if hahabulin niya lahat ng mini challenges. She's 20,000 pesos away from having won prize money worth the equivalent of a Rue badge. So, alam mo yun, if that's all that Matilda gets to take home after the season, at least she's still 60,000 pesos richer.
Correct. I mean, solid pa rin yun, no? And I feel like 60,000 might already be a significant amount of the investment na ginamit niya in preparing for the show, right?
Sabi nga ni Arizona, sa 80,000 pa nga lang, bawi na daw siya.
Correct. Nakakatawa yung mga posts ni Matilda nga. Yung post niya ngayon sa Instagram, tatlo na yung sash niya, tangina lang eh, no?
Correct. Feeling hindi ganyan talaga yung ano, mini challenge assassin.
Correct. Bobo lang. I love it. But then, you know, we move on to Snatch Game. I think the girls were a little shocked by the fact that this came a little early. Episode 4, we have about 9 queens and versus, I think, last year there were 7.
Uh-oh.
Also, I think this is a page of Drag Race US 15 that had Snatch Game sa episode 4 din. So, I'm not sure if this is the direction of Drag Race franchises moving forward. But what do you think of getting the Snatch Game as early as this part of the competition?
Well, alam mo, queens always hype up Snatch Game to be this like, parang this is how you separate the, ano yun? The wheat from the chaff or other
Correct.
Analogies like that. But I think Snatch Game is best when queens are able to develop a bit more of a relationship, a working relationship between each other so that they can have a bit more of a banter. Kasi nakita natin with how Hannah and Arizona worked really well together. Masaya talaga ang Snatch Game pag mas maganda yung banter nila. But, ayun, like, as we see, like, moving forward a little bit, in the day after the Snatch Game, Ovi called out Verushka for not having had that rapport with everyone else. So, I think...
Correct.
I don't really like it being this early. There should be a little bit more time to... You know, get to know the girls, allow them to get to know each other, develop a bit more behind-the-scenes relationship that they can take into the Snatch Game.
Yeah, I agree. I think at most it was maybe an episode too early.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could have done Snatch Game with one less queen, with sharper chemistry from everyone.
Uh-oh.
But you know, this is what we have right now. But I guess sobrang taas ng expectations ng mga tao sa Snatch Game na to because of the Snatch Game last year. I think in particular, yung performances ni Eva, ni Marina, and ni Silhouette. Not just because of how iconic their performances were, but I think ultimately what those performances meant in the season, because I think that was the part wherein if you counted out Eva or Marina for like the crown, that was like, oh my fucking god, we these girls are serious threats. So I think we were kind of looking for a similar moment na parang we wanted somebody to deliver a mic drop performance that will just end all doubts which I would feel like is maybe an unfair expectation to anyone who joins Drag Race.
Totoo naman. And also kasi season 1 has the benefit of majority or if not all of their characters being actual like pop culture icons. Immediately recognizable. Parang you immediately know like 2 or 3 things about every character they presented last year compared to this year na parang if you're not on if you're not such a big social media person, maka hindi mo kilala si Madam Inuts. And then there were also like choices. I think Arizona and DD were a bit brave for choosing non-Filipino or non-Tagalog speaking characters for the Snatch game. It worked out for one of them. It didn't work out for the other one, obviously. So, it's really that parang Snatch Game Season 2 is a wider mix of characters.
So let's get right to it. Let's analyze or let's give our quick thoughts per queen, per character. Up first, we have Hannah Beshi as Jessica Soho, who I think started really, really strong and I think was fortunate enough to be chosen by Arizona as kind of like a yes and partner. Correct. But I felt like Hannah was actually more prepared than she gave herself credit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think in the confessionals, medyo meron siyang doubty energy. But if you just listen to the offers na binibigay niya, the jokes na binibigay niya, yung mga responses na binibigay niya, she was actually prepared. So I think she just needed more confidence and it would have been, I think, a more solid performance.
I really think she was prepared with the punchlines, with the quotable quotes, the iconic lines of Jessica Soho. I do think at times she was a little over-prepared na parang she got into her head a little bit about the jokes that she was supposed to say rather than reacting in the moment. Kasi her best moments were when she was volleying with Arizona. Yun yung pinakamasayang moments nila kasi mas naging natural yung chemistry, mas naging natural yung Jessica Kane, all you have to do is react. You don't have to deliver all the Jessica isms agad-agad.
Correct.
I think those were the moments that Hannah Beshi shined was when she wasn't overthinking it.
Yes, and I think ang pinaka-standout moment nila ni Arizona was so nag-collab sila tapos nag-rap si Jessica Soho in... It was so good. It was parang... That's really improv, like, in front of us.
Correct.
So very, very about... very, very happy about that. Up next, we have Matilda Asasa Girl. I kind of have an issue here. In the sense that I think, sa simula pa lang, there were confessionals na during sa segment ni Matilda from other queens trying to imply that she didn't have a proper grasp of the performance. When in fact, in the 3-4 lines na meron siya sa buong Snatch Game, our viewing party audience actually laughed at what Matilda was giving. So I kind of just don't appreciate. I know the bigger Drag Race fandom has kind of an issue with that in terms of being aided sa reaction. Like the US fans are starting to parang lobby for a lip sync for your life without any confessionals na, because we know how to judge a performance. So this was like a bit of that because I seriously think it was not as bad as the edit tried to portray it.
Yes, and during our viewing party, she did say that she was prepared with a lot more prop comedy. Mas marami pa siyang like props prepared that were not shown. I do think Matilda was under-edited as Sasa Girl. You know, they had to frame it in a way and justify her bottom placement. But I think they did not give her enough airtime to let the audience decide for themselves what her performance really was like. Because she had like, what, 1 or 2 answers? Matilda and Bernie were the ones that had the least airtime sa Snatch Game. And at least Bernie was safe. But I think Matilda's, they really under-edited it and really tried to make her look like her performance was super bottom worthy when I think she had a few more moments in there that just weren't shown.
Yeah, and also, of course, I'm gonna defend Matilda because I wrote the Hello Manila joke and the Shabu Sana Hindi Ako Mabottom 2 joke. I wrote both those jokes, so I'm just gonna leave it at that.
I mean, definitely, Matilda showed a grasp of the character. Hindi man siya, like, umami naman siya na hindi siya quick-witted, but I think she had enough things
Yeah.
Na may meron siya enough bala na hindi lang talaga nila pinakita.
Yeah, yeah. And I think hindi lang siya. I think Ovi also said the same thing. We'll go to that later on. Kat also said the same thing because if I'm not mistaken, I think Snatch Game ran for like 2 hours. So if it was a 2 hour challenge that was trimmed down to like a 20 minute clip, we're gonna lose a lot of footage. Up next we have Jade as Queen Dora. I don't know what to make of this.
Queen Dora is a character that if you know Queen Dora, again kasi parang Queen Dora is the most deep cut of the social media influencers that we got. So we had Madame Nuts and Sasa Girl that are a bit more like mainstream known, mas kilala sila in the mainstream, but Queen Dora is such a deep cut like niche area of TikTok. So if you're not in that algorithm of TikTok, hindi nyo kilala si Queen Dora. But this is a character that's so good on paper. Kasi yung humor niya is like the most crass, slapstick, stupidity level of humor that can easily appeal to a lot of people. Pero pag hindi mo talaga siya kilala, hindi mo siya magigets.
Correct. And I think as a writer and as a comedian, I feel like we need to be able to parang dovetail a Snatch Game character choice na hindi kilala ng lahat and make sure makilala siya ng lahat. And I think medyo baka dito nadapa si Jade eh. Parang, I think maganda yung choice ni Jade for Queen Dora kasi pareho sila ng beat. If you get to talk to Jade, medyo pareho sila ng zany beat. But I felt like when Jade said Dekavolity and Kumburuhu, kinailangan niyang i-yes and yun eh. In a way, yung parang sinabi, of course, i-defend ko yung joke na sinulat ko for Matilda. Parang po, pagsabi mong shabu.
By the way, guys, this is the Baus Rufo School of Snatch Game. Ilan yung estudyante mo dito? Umamin ka na. Ilan yung estudyante mo dito?
Tatlo. So, parang feeling ko, kung nagsabi si Jay doon sa Dekavolity or doon sa Kumburuhu into something na, I don't know, an acronym or like, define it however you want it to be. I think it would have pushed the performance like over the edge. Kasi I think the physicality was there.
Yes, oh my
and
God.
And I think every time, diba? And every time Jade would open her mouth, people like, oh my God, what is she gonna say? But like, we just needed the joke to just land much better.
Kumbaga, in the simplest way possible, Jade's performance as Queen Dora relied too much on people knowing who Queen Dora is rather than doing a better job at introducing the character. Kasi it's not a difficult character to get a grasp of eh. Yung kind of nonsense sense of humor ni Queen Dora. Hindi siya mahirap i-grasp. Girl, nag-catch on na to different social media, TikTok content creators yung parang hindi ka naman na grade 2, parang 2MB yung utak mo. Nag-catch on na yan kasi it's a relatable sense of humor. Kung nagawan lang ni Jade ng paraan na, ano siya eh, the way that Jade delivers it, it's very, ay inside joke to, you know, kind of delivery.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if Jade delivered it in a way na, eto bagong joke na baka magustuhan nyo, parang ganun, kung mas ganun yung delivery it would have worked a bit more.
Gets. And tama, I think, unfortunately, the character choice had the unfair responsibility of educating or of working twice as hard, working so much more to just educate people on who the character is. But it's okay. Ang importante naman dito is she makes it through Snatch Game.
Safe is not a bad placement to have for this episode.
Correct. Up next, we have Ovi Kant as Zenaida Seva. This is, I have an issue here then. I have an issue here because
tatlo po na estudyante niya magkakatabi.
Hindi, wala akong issue kay Ovi. Ang issue ko is, I think na-under-edit siya. Parang hindi tuloy well-warranted yung high placement because I felt like we needed at least one or two more answers from Ovi. Which is, of course, kind of, in a way, naman frustrates me, but at the end of the day, we're telling a bigger story here. It's not just a story of one contestant. But every time Ovi would open her mouth, like, she was ready, she landed the joke. We got several confessionals from other queens saying that the bitch was motherfucking prepared. The judges also said that she was prepared. So, of course, I was immensely proud of Ovi, but super bitten.
Sa mga estudyante mo, ito yung star student mo in this batch for sure.
Correct.
Yung mga sabi ko, this is your student that absorbed the most learnings. Ovi, obviously, kita naman natin after the episode, shows a mastery of yes and taking whatever is thrown at you, accepting it, and then making your own spin of it. Ovi was prepared with the iconic lines, plus a matching punchline. Yung free will, tapos nagdala siya ng gulong, that was probably like one of the higher points of Snatch Game for this episode.
Akin yon, char.
So, alam mo
akin
yun.
Akin yung free will na yon, akin yung prop gag na yon. Anyway.
Wait, okay. Ayun, para Ovi came in prepared. Ovi came in knowing what to do. I guess it was just a matter of she was perhaps a bit outshined by the other two really good performers.
Yeah. I think the reason why I think Ovi might have been under-edited, I think this will mean something once the season is over. Like, what is the final story? Why were certain queens edited this way lang for this episode when we know that they could have offered so much more? So I'm actually quite intrigued to see where this all goes. But yeah, immensely proud of Ovi. Ang pinaka-favorite kong ginawa ni Ovi is nung tinry niyang ni-yes-ed niya si Verushka as Zenaida Seva by consulting the stars, but also read Verushka to filth.
Correct.
By saying wale. I was like, that was genius. It was the perfect... It was a reading challenge in character during Snatch Game thrown into one punch.
That's how you use, for the characters that are known to have one shtick, parang yung when Jaden Dior Fierce did Raven, yung mga ganong types of characters that are known for one specific shtick, that's how you use it intelligently. You don't rely on it as a crutch for every answer, but rather you use it in a really punchy way.
Yep. Up next, we have Verushka Levels.
Ayan si No.
Ito si No. Ito talaga si No. Pero actually, hear me out. Meron siyang, may mga ideas siya na had strong potential eh. Meron siyang sagot about airplane and the jokes not landing. I felt like yung joke na yon just had to be workshopped for one or two more times. I think it could have been a solid joke. But kasi I did feel that Verushka was responding as the character kay Mama Pao. I'm not trying to be a Verushka apologist here. But you know what I'm saying? Parang mararamdaman mo yun if like, sinasagot niya ba talaga yung tanong as a character? Or meron lang siyang baon na sinisiksik niya lang yung sagot niya?
May foundational element sa performance si Verushka.
Yeah.
Pero ang, meron. Like I said, Verushka was no the entire time, even to herself. To me nga, mas apparent yung she was saying no to herself than to yung mga kabatuhan niya rather than to the other contestants.
True.
Even before she says the joke, she's already like, ay, wale to. So the way that she delivers it does not give the joke justice. I agree dun sa yung airplane landing joke. Could have been funny, but in her head it was already like, eh, wala naman tong joke na to, so i-blurt out ko na lang. Rather than bigyan ng moment na airplane eh, hindi nag-land, parang yung joke, parang imbis na magkaroon ng delivery that will make will make her words very clear, easy to understand. Wala eh, naunahan niya na, wala namang kwenta yung joke ko, keme na lang. Parang ganun yung energy niya eh.
Actually, tama ka, nagno-no si Verushka sa sarili niya because ang in-endow niya na experience sa character niya, gusto nang umalis ng Snatch Game. That in itself is a no to the character playing this make-believe game. So, sayang, because I think I saw the foundations there. But unfortunately, we got what we got. Let's move on to the bottom row. A lot of really strong performances here. We have to fucking start in Arizona Brandy as Adele. It is totoo yung comedy platinum na sinabi ni John Santos. Talagang, she's a star. And I'm not sure if Arizona has taken an improv class before, but she is a fucking improv assassin.
Mm-mm. So both her and Didi fell on that crutch na they're foreign characters in the Filipino Snatch Game, and both from time to time dip their toes into being a Pinoy. But what made Arizona's use of Filipino humor passable? Because it was funny. Unang joke niya yung 33 pataas. As parang, how the fuck is Adele supposed to know the Bonakid preschool theme song when she's freaking Adele in the UK? But because it was funny, parang tayo, may suspension of disbelief na tayo agad eh. Unlike kay Didi, nahuli siya ni Bernie na naiintindihan yung Tagalog when she wasn't supposed to. Tas parang, she shot herself in the foot kasi na-realize din niya parang, oo nga, bakit? And it flustered her.
Correct. And isa sa mga strokes of genius na ginawa ni Arizona is that she was having fun.
Oh,
she
oh.
was laughing. She was laughing at herself first. And that is evident in, paunang sinabi niya, yung hello, yung accent na yun, it was a super exaggerated na tipong, guys, you get this? I'm making a British accent.
Correct.
So yun pa lang, it already endeared us to her. It already made us root for her. And tama yun because she actually set herself to succeed.
Correct. And Arizona's collaborative energy did not just shine with Hana Beshi. It also showed in Bernie kasi she did have this moment with Bernie na nagbatuhan sila na parang, oh, I don't understand you, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos minura niya si Bernie in Tagalog. But it still allowed us that, it still allowed us that suspension of disbelief kasi it was funny and it was in character. So alam mo yun, kahit anong yeah. sabihin mo, kahit gano'ng ka-ridiculous yung sabihin mo for the character that you're portraying, but if you deliver it na pinapanindigan mong, in this version of Adele that is in Drag Race Philippines Snatch Game, this is what she would say. Everyone's gonna mm-hmm. be like, okay, I'll take that. That's the Adele of this world. Yun yung binigay yeah. sa atin ni Arizona kasi pinanindigan niya with her interactions.
Yep. And speaking of interactions, she was so fearless because pucha sinama niya si Mama Pau sa US endan niya. I mean like, come on. I mean, it was just really, it was astonishing to see that performance. I think it was really, really good. Sobrang galing talaga, I swear. Up next, we have Bernie as Madame Inuts. The voice was there. The physicality was there. There were a few jokes.
Mm-mm.
But I feel like dahil safe si Bernie, hindi siya pinrioritize mapakitaan pa ng stronger moments sa edit.
Uh-oh.
Because I would think marami pa siyang dala eh. Because she was entertaining. Pero Uh-oh. Parang feeling ko I didn't have enough data in front of me to say how strong of a performance it really was that she gave us.
Ako naman, sa tingin ko, what Bernie was held back by was just the lack of depth of the character. Parang,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Madame Inuit is obviously a person, but as her persona online, the character that she shows us, it's quite one-dimensional. It's, alam niyo, it's this palengkera online seller na pag wala siyang benta, nagmumura siya. Pag nagkakabenta siya, nagmumura pa rin siya kasi tuwan-tuwa siya. Wala tayo masyadong material of the character
yeah.
to work with. And I think yun din yun dun mm-hmm. na hold back si Bernie was, she didn't have a lot of material. She was funny, she was
yeah.
in the moment. Maganda yung responses niya. But I think ultimately, we just don't know much about Madame Inuits to expect more. And I think that's why Bernie
yeah.
wasn't able to do more with the character.
That's the interesting thing about Snatch Game. And I feel like why a lot of the queens like fear the challenge because it's not purely improv. It requires really preparation in terms of character and jokes. So it's a hybrid comedy challenge. Na talagang matinding preparation din ang kailangan mo. Up next, we have someone na sinabi niya sa viewing party na hindi siya nakapag-prepare
mm-hmm.
at all. As
mm-hmm.
in, talagang dun, hindi siya nag-practice, ginawa lang niya sa mismong studio ng, or sa set ng Drag Race Philippines, we have Captivating Kat-Kat as the hilarious Joy Belmonte.
I think it was a discussion also in Untucked na parang, ang what really set Kat-Kat over Arizona's performance was the runway. But if we were just to like, Snatch Game in a vacuum and look at just their performances, I think the reason why Kat-Kat shone brighter than Arizona was her mastery of the character and the archetype that her character plays.
Uh-huh.
Kasi
uh-huh.
it wasn't
yep.
throughout the whole thing na lahat ng sinasabi niya believable naman galing kay Mayor Joy. But alam niya
Correct.
Kasi yung archetype, yung kind of role that her character plays with everyone else involved. Siya yung, okay, siya yung politician. So, siya yung magpo-political jokes. Siya yung magkakaroon ng social commentary. So, hindi necessarily lahat ng sasabihin niya is what the real-life Mayor Joy Belmonte would say. But the fact na, ako kasi yung politiko dito. So, ako yung magpo-political jokes. Yun yung naging
uh-huh.
talino ni Kat-Kat in this moment eh. She showed a very strong mastery of social commentary rather than
yeah.
just character humor.
Correct. And sobrang tawang-tawa ako dun sa anxiety. Nung sinabi niya pala yung anxiety, na yun na sinasabi ng mga kasambay, alam ko na kung saan papunta
oh,
yung joke.
Oh.
Pero nung diniliver niya pa rin yung punchline, natawa pa rin talaga ako. And the voice is insane. Of course, merong vocal minority of people online say, ang susi lang pala sa Snatch Game para manalo sa Pilipinas eh yung medyo parang hindi ka gumagalaw kasi it's kind of reminiscent of the physicality of Silhouette from last year. But it was really hilarious. And the great thing I really love about her performance here was how charismatic her Joy Belmonte was.
Uh-oh.
And how this is like kind of a great juxtaposition to her really fierce and tough exterior the past three episodes. Mm-hmm. And we have here like a very stupid in the best way possible of a character choice. And she makes it so charming, so likable. So I feel like overall, not only was this a great night for Kat Kat, but I think this was a very important episode sa kung ano man yung buong Drag Race Philippines journey niya.
Ayun nga, throughout the entire episode, I was pointing at her and I was telling her, you're a star. Ang galing, ang, as in sobrang, I think she probably turned a lot of people around with this episode.
Yep.
Ang ganda ng confessionals niya, ganda ng performance Snatch Game, ganda ng runway niya. And I mean, the Joy Belmonte, the humor that she brought out, it seemed very stupid, but I personally think it shows Kat's intelligence as a person. Parang, it shows her...
Fuck yeah.
For her to have done that character without much preparation means she knows the character. Meaning, she knows, parang, she's at least somewhat tuned into current events to have a grasp of the character, to have a grasp of sino ba yung Joy Belmonte or what kind of role Joy Belmonte plays in terms of like politics / pop culture / entertainment. And ayun, the jokes that she's coming up with are really, really intelligent jokes. Parang very cerebral, very ano siya. Parang kaya rin for me nabaril yung comment kay Didi na Didi's humor was too intellectual. I have to say Kat's humor was also very intellectual. It was just delivered better.
Yeah, and I also personally have an issue with people labeling humor and jokes as intellectual. I mean, if we want to go that route, they were kind of trying to achieve the same thing, but Kat was far more effective in doing it. Yeah. Last, we have Didi Marie Holiday pulling off a doble cara with Jennifer Coolidge and Meryl Streep. I don't think we have to kind of belabor ourselves with what happened. I think it was just, I don't know if she choked or if it's a combination of choking, not being prepared enough, being the last one to deliver answers when, you know, that row down there were no bad apples in that row. So it maybe is a combination of that, but it was tough to watch. Ayun, that's, I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Ako, for me, it's like, well, one, I'm kind of over the whole doing two characters for Snatch Game thing. It's been overdone, and it, like, the success rate of it isn't that great, thinking about all the people that have done two characters. Actually, hindi ganun kaganda yung success rate nung strategy na to. I honestly did think she choked. That's the reason why she went from Meryl Streep to Jennifer Coolidge, kasi hindi na niya mapanindigan yung Meryl Streep. And she gave herself that, like, plan B. Recalling back to our interview with Marina at the end of the season last season, Marina was like, give yourself one option and stick with it. I think in this moment, Didi was like, let me give myself a plan B if plan A doesn't succeed. Obviously, her Meryl Streep choked, so she went immediately into plan B, which was not also, like, a great strategy. Kasi her mastery of Jennifer Coolidge is the quotable quotes, movie lines, Jennifer Coolidge rather than Jennifer Coolidge as a personality. Like, ang dami niyang binitawan na kilalang movie line si Jennifer, but she didn't really give us any Jennifer-isms. Wala nga yung parang, wala yung ganung boses na parang.
It
just gave us, okay, here's some Jennifer Coolidge quotes. That's it. Same with Meryl. Parang, here's some Meryl quotes. That's it.
Yeah. It was quite sad because if there's one challenge you can prepare for, it definitely a Snatch Game. And the both characters seemed a little underbaked.
Yeah, very much.
And on that note, we are going to take our one and only break and then we are gonna go back to just recapping this. See you. And we are back recapping Snatch Game for Season 2 of Drag Race Philippines. So before we move on to the runway, we have to talk about OV trying to put Verushka in her place.
Yeah.
You know, sa improv, meron tayong term na gago with care.
Uh-oh.
So parang you kind of have to build... you have to build momentum first. You have to agree as a group what your language is going to be before you go ruin it for the sake of comedy.
Oo, parang Verushka called Ovi a producer in this moment. But I really think this was Ovi just trying to, you know, impart the knowledge that has been imparted upon her by a certain teacher. And kind of tell everyone how to put everyone's performance in a better light. How to help everyone succeed in the Snatch Game. Kasi even if it's a competition, they're still putting on a TV show together. They're still putting on a segment together. So I think Ovi was just trying to look out for everyone in that way. Pero ayun nga, parang Verushka kind of took that as Ovi producing everyone. Producing for everyone's behalf.
Which is, you know, which is quite rich because she technically tried to play the same role when she stirred the pot dun sa Kat Kat and Jade of It All last week.
Yes.
Anyway.
She doesn't quite have a grasp of nuances. And when she called, when Verushka called Ovi's performance boring daw, parang just because Ovi's character wasn't over the top and slapstick comedy, boring na siya agad. Parang, I don't think she's able to like really get into the nuances of situations, performances. Surface level ang kanyang understanding or perception of things is what it comes off to me as.
And I think the reason why we're seeing this is because this comes into a completion come untucked. When, you know, they kind of make up or at the very least agree to disagree in a very caring manner. So I think yun yung importance nung particular exchange na to. But let's move on to the runway. Category is ulalam realness, mga putahe, mga viands, mga main dish. Who were the standouts for you?
First of all, I was, when they announced this category, I was super excited about this runway category kasi there's just so many fun ways of tackling how do you dress up as food. Ang pinaka standout siguro for me was, I mean, binaril siya for wearing white as a sisig, but I really did enjoy Arizona's performance na yung sili niya may vape, so umuusok-usok pa siya the entire her entire runway presentation. But again, the fashion queen, the enigmatic provocateur Ovi Kant, when she wore actual fucking tahong shells on the runway, putang ina, my mind was blown. You're not, that's how you wear fucking ulam. You don't reinterpret ulam into a fashion look. You wear the actual ulam. Tang ina.
Yep.
So good. The silhouette.
Grabe yan.
It was such a edgy editorial fashion moment. And if you've seen Ovi's Instagram post with this runway look, just wow.
Yep. The drama, the power, the gravitas of Ovi sa pictures sa Instagram with this look, it is really must see. Of course, for me, when I saw Kat Kat's runway, it was just a great night for Kat Kat.
Yes.
You know, it may not be the most fashion forward, but I felt like this had that element of camp we needed from her at this point in the competition. It had to be intuitive, gets natin agad. It had to be big. So I think this was just like, this was the right runway for her.
I actually think it was, I mean, it might not be as, you know, I mean, is Verushka's runway ulam? Ulam it is not, but it is high fashion. But I would have to disagree with you and say that Kat Kat was a bit fashion forward. I clocked that Rihanna, Gope, Met Gala, big fur coat moment right away. She just added, Kat Kat just added those elements of parang very on the nose camp that complemented that element of the look really well. This was a great episode for Kat Kat. I really like, I went to her after the episode. I was really like, you did so good in this episode. As in, you're such a star. My God.
Yeah, and yung presentation rin niya, yung pag, when the moment she steps on the runway, meron siyang, parang yung overcoat niya, yung reveal niya,
correct,
which got a reaction from the judges that was edited in a very, very great sequence. Pagtanggal niya, no, kinuha niya yung kutsara, tinidor, and she walked on the runway. It was just really, really good. I love that so much.
So, of course, we find out that Miss Jade, Bernie, and Hanabeshi are safe. They are sent back into Untucked, kung saan sila ay nalasing at naglaro ng sarili nilang snatch games Untucked.
Correct.
And then we find out that, of course, moving on to the results, we find out that Arizona is safe, OV is safe, and Katkat is the winner of this week's challenge. And then, in an unfortunate turn of events, nagkatotoo ang sinabi ni Matilda sa Snatch Game. Sana hindi ako bottom 2. Hindi nga sila bottom 2 dahil bottom 3 po ang lip sync for this week. 2 Kim Malinas, correct. Bongga Kaday. So we have Verushka, Didi, and Matilda all lip syncing for their life.
Okay, first of all, I love this lip sync mainly because of Matilda. I felt like this was such a moment of glorious showcase ng kanyang talents. In fact, the day after, pinakinggan ko yung Bongga Kaday sa gym na mga 10 times because like, na-attach ko yung fight ni Matilda sa song na to. It was so good. Clearly, siya yung nanalo dito. I think a lip sync assassin was just born right before our eyes. I also would like to mention that I think Didi was kind of a clear second.
Yes.
A close second, sorry, sa performance because I rewatched the lip sync, I think, twice or thrice. Didi was serving camp. She was very secure in the way that she was performing the song. So yeah, those are my thoughts.
Didi's performance was very lyrical. She was using the lyrics and telling a story and using physical humor with her performance. But I do also have to agree that that was Matilda's song. Like, it was Matilda and the backup dancers. In the wide shots, my eyes were always on her. And it helped that she was wearing this, like, mirrored bodysuit. Like, my eyes just immediately are drawn to Matilda during that performance. And I think Verushka tried her best with her prop comedy.
It's just quite unfortunate that, you know, the song may not have been up her alley, but also you have two very seasoned performers of the stage. Not sure if that played into it, but it did feel like Verushka was nowhere near the confidence of the other two she was lip-syncing against.
Yes. So, you know, we are sending home a reality TV star, if nothing else. If, you know, none of us can deny that she brought us really, really exciting television this season.
She did.
And yeah.
So, thank you, Verushka. We are going to say goodbye for now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mick Chanel. So, gaano mo ka love ang i-interviewin natin?
Alam mo, this person, this episode medyo under-edited siya, but I think she has the storyline so far of being the motherly kind bright light in the room, in a room full of drama and alam mo yon, exciting energy. We have the kind of chaotic loving warmth of our interviewee, which is Bernie.
Enjoy. Okay, Mix Chanel. So, of course, binibigyan natin ng napakagandang access ang ating mga listeners as professional clout chasers.
Tama yan.
Correct. So, this time, we are graced by not just a legend ng Drag Race Philippines Season 2, but literally an industry legend.
Correct. Isang veterana, haligi ng industriya, ika nga.
Oo, diba? Haligi ng industriya. Siguro kabarkada niya si Jose Rizal noong mga panahon na yun. Charot. Nope. Of course, we are talking about everybody's favorite Diday. Hi, Bernie!
Hello! Natawa naman ako doon. Parang ang tanda ako sa part na yun.
Oo, hindi naman.
Pero fresh pa rin.
Well.
So, kamusta ka naman, Diday? We are interviewing you on a Sunday night. Siguro ito lang ang pahinga mo after a busy week. Kamusta ka ngayon?
Okay naman. Medyo nakaka-recover na kasi kahapon medyo masama talaga pakiramdam ko. Parang tatagos na ako sa pader. Promise.
Isa-isa na nga kayo eh. Para may pila kayong season 2 cast na isa-isang tumatagos sa pader.
Kasalanan kasi to ni OV talaga. Siya nagsimula nito.
Of course, we always love having you, but let's get right to the interview. You are now officially a Rue girl. So I guess ang gusto naming malaman, what does this mean for yun nga an industry veteran like you?
Parang pag Rue girl ka kasi, parang mas nadagdagan pa yata yung ano, nadagdagan pa yung trabaho ko. hindi ko talaga nasa over lang ako. Parang sa over, papasok ako, magre-rehearsal, mag-show, magpapasaya ng tao. Ngayon, kailangan nakaayos ka pag lalabas ka, kailangan presentable ka, kailangan, Diyos ko, ano ba itong pinasok ko? Well, anyway, sobrang saya ko na naging Rue girl ako at sobrang saya ko na kamit ko isa sa mga pangarap ko.
Kitang-kita naman namin yung sa performance mo na I'm Here sa last viewing party. Naramdam namin din yung saya mo and yung pagiging emotional mo sa pyesa na yon. So, yun ba yung parang naging inspiration mo, yung experience na to?
Yes. Kaya nga, diba sabi ko nung last Wednesday na ano, sabi ko kahit nawawala na yung mga friends ko, lumalayo ako sa kanila, alam ko nandiyan pa rin sila para sa akin.
Ang daming, nakita ko, syempre nire-repost namin yung mga stories ng mga audience na nanonood. Ang daming mga taong naiyak sa performance mo ng I'm Here. So, salamat for giving your heart and every bit of your soul sa performance na yon.
And thank you din sa inyo. Marami din salamat at tinanggap nyo ako.
Of course, of course.
Naman. So speaking of, alam mo yon, speaking of stellar performances, hindi lang naman sa viewing party, sobrang galing mo. Of course, you also showed a really, really good performance, especially sa first episode mo pa lang in the season. Ang dami mo ng fans na nakuha. How did it feel na first challenge pa lang nanalo ka na?
Actually, sa totoo lang, hindi ko talaga akalain na mananalo ko dun. Promise. Kasi 1 week lang ako nag-ready para sa Drag Race at hindi ko akalain na masislay ko yun as in.
Wait. What do you mean 1 week lang?
One week lang ako nag-prepare para sa drag race lahat ng category.
Oh my God.
Tapos kasi nag-birthday show pa ako ng January 26. So week na lang natitira para sa akin, para sa Feb 3. Sabi ko, shit. At doon kung saan tayo kinakabang challenge, yung pa yung nakuha ko. Oh my God.
Oh my.
Sabi ko, ay, okay nang inasawa ng Diyos. Ang gagaling talaga ng mga kalaban ko. In fairness, ang gagaling ng batch 2. Na-tsempuhan ko lang talaga.
Mm-mm. Pero yeah, as in yung fringe na yun. So yung fringe na yun na ganun kalaki, pasok yun sa madalian mong preparation?
Oo. Isa yun sa mga bet ko. At isa yun sa mga... isa yun sa mga inisip namin na yun talaga yung fringe na dapat doon sa fringe na yun.
I love it.
Maraming nagtatanong sa akin kung paano ko na ipasok yung fringe.
Actually,
guys, doon ko siya binoo.
Ah.
So ano yung dala mo yung frame tapos kinabit mo lang yung mga fringe?
At saka yung backrest kasi binubuo siya.
Reassemble.
Tama. Okay, so ayan, sa mga sasali po sa future seasons, ayan na po. Kailangan nyo rin pong marunong kayo ng carpentry kahit papano para mapagkasya para mapagkasya ang mga gamit sa bag. Okay. So, our next question is, at this point, so you know, episode 4 already, alam naman namin na maraming hindi nakikita sa edit. Meron bang particular friendships or relationships na namuuna between you and the other contestants na hindi namin nakikita at this very moment? Kanino ka close? And bakit?
Oo. Lagi kami magkakasama. Ako, si Ovi, si Hanabeshi, tsaka si Arizona. Lagi kami magkakasama. Sila talaga yung naging close ko dyan sa Drag Race. Parang, ewan ko ba, pag nagsama-sama kami, parang sabog na. Parang lagi, oo. Parang kaming sabog lagi. Kaming apat. Kaya sa kanila ako dumidikit kasi positive energy lagi yung binibigay nila sa akin. Natutulungan nila akong maging open yung mind ko, maging ano lang, masayahing tao lang, yung ganun. Kaya sa kanila ako dumidikit.
Well, kitang-kita naman namin sa Untucked ng episode 4. Nagsama kayo din ni Hanabeshi. And of course, sumama pa yung sabog na energy din ni Miss Jade. Paano kayo umabot sa point na naglaro kayo ng snatch game na kayong tatlo lang sa antok?
Actually, hindi ko rin alam kung paano napunta kami dun eh. Basta ang sabi na lang namin, na, di ba napagpustahan namin?
Oo.
Yung tatlo, kung sino yung tatlong gusto namin manalo. Eh, ako yung nanalo. Si Kat Kat. Parang ang sabi ko dun, sige nga, natural snatch game naman ang ano natin. Bakit hindi natin sila yung gayahin natin mga queen? Di ba? Eh sabi ni Jade, siya daw gagaya kay Kat Kat. Eh si Jade lang, sabi ko, parang mali yata. Parang ako yata ang dapat gumaya kay Kat Kat. Diba? So ayun, hanggang sa hindi namin namamalayan, nauubos na namin yung laman ng bote ng ano, absolute. Hanggang nagsabang, nagkabangian na kami, saan napunta yung kwento, hanggang nabugbog ko na si Jade. Ito yung bugbog na, hindi ano yun. At hindi nga nasama doon, naghiwalay-hiwalay pa yung mga upuan doon eh. Oo, nagkalat-kalat pa yun.
Oh my God.
Kami ng mga staff, ibalik yun.
Yeah. Pero nakakatuwa kasi grabe sa comment section of all the many Facebook groups. Ang daming tuwang-tuwa dun sa mga pagsasadulang ginawa nyo. And I guess kaya na siya nakakatuwa kasi I mean the fact na piniplaytime yun na lang siya. Parang I guess everybody wanted to move on na from that very, you know,
yung mga drama.
Kasi ang sabi naman namin, ang parang naisip ko na lang sa part na yun, parang ang dami na kasi nangyari. Bakit hindi na lang maging masaya na lang tayo ulit, 'di ba? Maging masaya tayo, maging ano na lang tayo para maging magaan kasi ang bigat na
yes.
naman nangyari. So dapat gawin nating magaan na lang 'tong antak na 'to. Kaya ayun, nagsumabog naman talaga.
Salamat sa Absolute
drag,
Vodka.
Totoo yan ha, kung sa Drag Race, gawan nyo kaming tatlo ng show talaga, promise. Mas sabog pa yun.
Oh my God. But since minention na rin naman natin yung episode 3 and you know, a lot of people are still talking about it now. Nung pinanood ko ulit yung Untucked episode 3, napansin ko na nung kinakausap na or binubulungan na ni Verush kasi Kat Kat about yung story ni Jade, grabe yung facial expression mo as in ugang-uga. Kakulang na lang ata mamutla ka kasi nagulat ka sa narinig mo, nakikita mo. Pwede mo bang ikwento sa amin very briefly kung bakit ganun yung naging reaction mo?
Alam mo, yung naririnig ko pa lang nun, kasi kararating lang namin ni Kat Kat, tapos nagtanungan pa lang kung ano yung mga comments na mga ano. Tapos biglang dumikit si Birushka kay Kat Kat, tumichumichi ka. Sabi ko, about daw kay Jude. Sabi ko, oh my God, ano to? Sabi ko, ano eksena ni Bakla? Bakit parang siya pa'y nauna kaysa kay Jade, dahil dapat si Jade na mauuna.
Correct.
Sabi ko, si Bakla mapagawa ng apoy. Sabi ko, tumbak lang to. Diyos ko, kung ako lang talaga ano, producer ng ano ng Drag Race, tinanggal ko na to first episode pa lang. Kahit second episode siya. Diyos ko, nakaloka siya. Masyado siyang madaldal. Hindi niya dapat sinasabi yung mga ganun. Kung may nalaman siya, ikip na lang niya muna. Hayaan niya lumabas, tsaka siya mag-comment. Huwag tatanga-tanga. Minsan marinig mo man to, Biru. Wala akong pakialam, ha?
Oh my God!
Sabi ko, ang pangit. Sobrang nauga talaga ako sa part na yon at nagiinit yung ulo ko. Bakit mo sinasabi sa kanila yan? Para ano, mag-away? Eh may isa pang moment na nagwawala.
Correct.
Gagawa ka na naman ng panibagong moment. So ano na to, moment?
So,
bawat episode may ganap.
Bawat episode. Kasi ngayon ko lang din siya napansin nung inulit ko yung episode. Talaga yung itsura mo. So guys, if you watch it again, pagmasan niyo yung reaction shot ni Bernie, para talaga siyang literally like gagged. Yun yung facial expression niya.
Hindi pa nga nasama sa edit doon na tinatanong ko si Kat Kat na, ano ba bakla? Kinurot mo ba? Or sinuntok mo? Sabi niya, hindi ko nga ginawa yun, girl. Sabi niya, kaya sabi ko, ano yung pinagsasabi ni Birushka na kinurot mo? Ewan ko dyan. O ngayon. Ngayon, kayo kayong dalawa dapat mag-usap ni Birushka. Hindi kayong dalawa mag-usap ni Jade. Bakit mo inaaway si Jade? Dapat kayo inaaway mo si Birushka. Oo.
Kasi actually, naalala ko sa ano. Naalala ko nung parang episode, nung first episode nyo, na mention mo na kilala mo na si Verushka from Hong Kong before pa. Paano yung relationship nyo before the show?
Actually, hindi kami nagpapansinan yan sa Hong Kong. Hindi, ano yan, tawag dito, parang siyang star ng Hong Kong. Ganun yan. Sa ano, pag pumupunta yan ng, ano, ng bar, para kala mo kung sinong sikat na pumupunta doon na hindi naman marunong mag-lip-sync. Tapos, totoo yung sinasabi ni Mocha Diva na nagwawala siya, na nag-ano siya, nag-ano siya ng customer, kukuha siya ng alak, pababayaran sa cost. Totoo lahat yun.
Okay, sige. Let's
see. Ano, for legal reasons, ano tayo? The views and opinions of the guest do not reflect the views and opinions of the host.
Correct. Let's leave it at that. Mag-move on na tayo. I mean, at the end of the day, part pa rin si Verushka kung bakit naging super entertaining nung season na to. Whether...
Actually, kaya, Verushka, thank you so much na nakapasok ka sa season 2. Gumanda yung episode 3 tsaka episode 4. But this point, bye-bye!
Oh my God!
Oh, okay, wait, okay. So,
okay.
So ngayon, balik naman tayo sa competition. Balik tayo sa pinaka-recent challenge, which was Snatch Game. Anong naramdaman mo about Snatch Game? Kinakabahan ka ba? Prepared na prepared ka ba sa character mo? Ano yung proseso for Snatch Game?
Alam mo, sobrang kinakabahan ako sa Snatch Game. Kasi, alam mo yung, pag ako nanonood, kasi di ba nakapanood ako ng Drag Race? Nanonood ako ng Drag Race eh. Pinapanood ko yung Snatch Game. Ang daling mag-comment. Pag ikaw na nakaupo doon, ang hirap pala. Sobra. Ang hirap. Hindi, yung kailangan sure ka sa bibitawan mo. Ako talaga hindi ako sure. Hindi ko kasi pwedeng sabihin. Bawal. Bawal. Kaya NDA pa rin ako. Sila kasi prepared. Ako hindi. Hindi talaga ako prepared. Lahat ang lumabas sa bibig ko, lahat yung impromptu.
I love it. I mean, at least, ba diba, nalampasan mo, you live to fight another day. Yun ang pinaka-importante.
Totoo.
Tsaka actually, ano, ako, ang isa sa mga nagustuhan ko from yung Snatch Game nyo, yung batuhan nyo ni Arizona na napanindigan nyo talagang hindi kayo nagkakaintindihan pero nag-uusap pa rin kayo.
Diba? Saka ang snatching, matagal siya, diba? Sabi ng mga girls sa akin, almost 2.5 hours daw.
Yes.
Oh my
almost
God.
Almost 2 hours.
Oh my God, grabe. Ang haba talaga nun. But yeah, finally, you made it through Snatch Game.
First choice mo ba si Madam Inuts?
Hindi.
Or may iba ka pang na-consider
ang
na character?
Ang first choice ko, si Mahal.
Oh!
Hindi siya pwede kasi baka i-ano ko na, tawag ito, i-call out ako ng mga...
Ah, okay. Oo, okay.
Baka mamatay lang din.
So pa, baka okay, masyado pang sensitive.
Okay. Okay. Pero second choice ko talaga si Madam.
I love it. So, I guess before we let you go, ang last question namin is...
Wag muna tayo, diretso natin to.
Ano bang gusto mong i-share? Ano bang gusto mong i-share? Ilabas sa ano?
Wala
sa iyong kadibdiba.
Charot. I-share ko lang, okay na si Kat Kat tsaka si Jade. So, wag yun na silang bigyan ng issue.
Correct. Oo.
Ayun, yun naman pala.
Huwag yung sila bigyan ng issue.
Kaya nga rin ang tanong ko kanina is yung reaction mo nung naririnig mo. Because ang alam ko nga, like, we also should give na Jade and Kat Kat their privacy because one-on-one relationship yon na they're trying to, you know, to manage together. So out na tayo dun. But yeah, so we still have a lot of Drag Race left to go. Malapit na tayo sa halfway mark ng season. Anong patikim ang pwede mong i-share sa amin? Like, anong klaseng burning?
Anong dapat abangan sa'yo from the rest of the episodes? Basta yung hanggang pwede mong i-share na hindi tayo mapupulis.
Sige, hanggang sa lang pwede. So, makikita niyo na po si Didal, si Bernie, na tutubo na po ang sungay.
Ay! Oh my God! Excited ako! Kasi actually, ako naala ko yun sa trailer. Yung ano mo, yung sinabi mo, anong pinag-chika-chika mo sa akin? Galing yun sa laro nyo sa Antak. So, meron ka ba talagang ganong moment na...
Wala naman akong ganong moment. May ano lang talaga ako. Parang feeling ko talaga lumabas talaga yung sungay ko sa episode na yon na parang hindi talaga. Kasi iba yung pakiramdam ko eh. Parang feeling ko talaga parang na pagkaisahan ba ako dito? Parang ganun.
Okay.
Aabangan namin yung moment na yan.
Yun lang.
Basta once na umano na ako, tumalak na ako, yun na po yun.
Ay! Oh my God! So, maraming salamat, Bernie. I'm sure lalong ginanahan ang ating mga listeners to see the rest of your journey sa Drag Race Philippines Season 2. We'll see you again sa viewing parties. Maraming salamat.
Yeah, maraming salamat, Sir Bows and C. Chanel. Thank you so much.
Maraming
salamat sa inyo.
Huling mensahe para sa mga nagsusupport sa'yo so far? Anong pakiramdam na marami nagmamahal sa'yo, mas marami nagmamahal sa'yo ngayon?
Ayan, sa mga kadiday ko dyan, Thank you so much sa lahat ng support niyo sa akin at sa lahat ng queens ng season 2. Maraming salamat sa inyo. And huwag niyong kakalimutan, kahit mabait ang isang tao, magiging demonyo din paminsan-minsan.
Ay! Na-excite na.
I love you guys.
Love you. Thank you so love much, you. Bernie. We'll see you soon. Bye!
Bye-bye! Mag-a-naman!
Okay, Mix Chanel, so we've got a very special guest up in the pod this week.
This is quite a highly anticipated interview. We teased this on our Instagram account a few days ago, and the engagements, they were engaging very much.
Yes, and I think it's safe to assume that without this queen, the season would have been far less interesting.
Oh, definitely. I very much agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, love her, hate her. She is reality TV gold. So please welcome to our Zoom studios, all the way from Hong Kong, Miss Verushka Levels.
Hello. Hello, Bao. Hi, Mick Chanel. And hi to everybody listening to this podcast.
Yes.
This is my very first podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for allowing us that honor.
Correct. We are very excited to have you here. You know, you've been quite the talk of the town for the last 4 to 5 weeks.
Oh my God.
Even before the season started airing, there was quite a stir around the name Verushka Levels.
Correct.
Oh my God.
I mean, we'll get to the drama and controversy of it all. But, you know, a big part of why we also wanted to have you here on the show is really to learn more about you as an artist. I think we saw very little of that on the show. And, you know, you don't go on Drag Race wanting to be a meme or wanting to stir pots, right? So we wanna take it back muna talaga to, like, to the drag artist behind the reality TV character. So I guess our first question namin is, can you tell us more about your drag background? Like, when did you start? Who put you in drag?
So my drag background started when I was very young, because not everybody knew that I grew up as trans.
Oh.
So I broke this record straight from your podcast.
Oh.
So I grew up trans at a very young age, around 10. I have a very long hair. I was doing hormones. And then I was joining beauty pageant. So yon sa ano sa Drag Race, sa Drag Race hindi la pinakita. So now it's like it's on you guys. So you guys know it first. I'll send you the photo later. So I was doing beauty pageants. I was doing this shows. You know,
this was still back home in the Philippines.
Yes, back in the Philippines when I was very very young, high school. So you know, so I was doing shows. You know, performances like sa stage. You know, so it's like I did not even know it's drag, but, you know, like, looking back now, it's like, oh my God, it's actually drag. But, like, professionally, I was doing it in Dubai also, like, house parties, I was dressing up. And then, yeah, and then 8 years ago, I moved here in Hong Kong during Halloween, and then I was dressed up in drag professionally, and then I got paid. And
yes!
That's how it started, you know? Like, I get free drinks, you get paid to party. It's not necessarily, like, doing performances, parang party lang and having a drink and be, like, a character. So that's how my drag started here in Hong Kong 8 years ago.
Oh,
so yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that piece of your childhood with us. Thank you for entrusting that with us and our listeners. So, you know, so you've been doing drag for 8 years now. I guess we also never got to see this on the show. Pero anong klaseng mga pyesa yung mga lagi mong pinaperform na, like, you know that's up your alley. You know na when you perform that, no one can freaking touch you. Anong mga songs tong mga pyesa
mo? What kind of queen was Verushka before Drag Race?
Well, first of all, because I love, like, 90s, 80s music, but not Beyoncé. I don't perform Beyoncé. Everybody's doing Beyoncé. It's like, what the fuck? Like, yung mga Amy Winehouse, mga ballad, more of, like, you know, like, emotions. Yung sabi nga na Bernie, yung ano ko, yung pa ako is puro kaliwado. Which is true. Pero pag may practice naman, I can dance, but it takes some time. Uh-huh. Pero yung mga emotion, ganun, like Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, yung mga J-Lo konti, paglasing ako yon, pwede yun. So ganun, so depende yung Jerry Halliwell, Look at Me, yung mga ganun, more emotion, parang pa-cute na, parang sassy, and something like that.
Got it.
Yeah. So like Gen Z ba yun, or like, oh, it's like very millennials, 80, you know, like tourists, like 2000 Spice Girls, like under All Saints, parang ganon. So I love that song. Yeah.
I love it.
So as you said, you love performing 90s music, you love ballads. What inspired you into auditioning for the show, especially as an OFW?
I auditioned sa Thailand Drag Race Island Season 2.
And then
I get a call back, pero I have work pa. So hindi pwede. And then Mocha Diva went to Thailand and she auditioned and she got in. Yeah, and then yung sa season 1 sa Philippines, I saw, but it's pandemic, you know? It's like, and like, di ba yung Hong Kong yung pinaka-late nag-open, di ba? So kami yung pinaka-late.
Yes.
And then season 2 audition went on, right? And then I got everything what I want, like, you know, like my permanent residency was approved. My job was so nice. I was like, oh my God, maybe it's the right time. Oh, and then I auditioned. I was, oh my God. Ang haba ng audition process, like 7-8 interviews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so true. I just went for it, and I'm always like having, like, you know, like pumarty ako kagabi, tapos may interview kina umaga, so I'm always drunk during the interview.
Ayon.
Maybe yung sas ko nandun nanggaling. Yung hangover is like, fuck that shit. I'm gonna say whatever I wanna say, and they like me, and I got in. So I was very happy.
So really, from the start, like from the audition process, you were already like giving the producers what they wanted.
Oh my God, I was actually very calm sa show daw, mas friendly daw ako sa show.
Wow.
Sabi nila, it's like you're more friendly ha, kasi pinagbigyan mo si Ovi yung audition mo, parang wala na. It's like, no, it's like it's a global television. I don't wanna, you know, like attack someone. I have a very good portfolio in my job, so I don't want to ruin myself.
That's actually the perfect segue to my next question. So you get on the show, you know, you're part of group 2, your episode 2, si Vlu Nga Nga Vu. Still one of the biggest moments of the season, and we're only just 4 episodes in, was really pull out gate. Diba? When Ovi was asked like who should go home and why, and then Ovi asked you to turn around. I guess in that moment, did you feel na, oh my God, this is gonna be in the edit and people are going to lose it? What did you feel in that moment?
No, I felt really bad kasi si Ovi yung tumulong sa akin mag-zip up.
Oh.
Tapos alam niya na yung panty ko wala. Tapos yung ribbon nawala. Tapos busy na siya. Tapos nalagay ko na yung ribbon ko. So hindi siya butas, hindi siya bukas. So, na-shock ako na bakit niya bring up yun. So, ganun. Kaya alam niya kung ano nangyari sa akin. So, yun yung nangyari. Kasi yung sa episode 4 ba yun na ano na, yung sa design challenge na tinulungan ko siya. Kasi nagtulungan kami kasi si Ovi and me are best friends sa episode 2. As in, super close kami ni Ovi.
Oh.
Kasi nung first ko siya nakita, sabi ko, ay, putang ino, kontrabida. Bet ko rin to kasi kontrabida rin ako. So, nag-away kami kung sinong kontrabida. Ganun. So close na close kami ni Ovi hanggang doon sa nangyari sa stage. Parang I froze, parang na-shock. I was like, oh my God, parang hinabla ko ng friend ko. So I was really, really shocked. So ganun yung nangyari.
Got it.
So na-shock lang ko, parang, oh my God, friend ko. Tapos trinador ako, oh my God. So nag-freeze yung mind ko. It's like, I don't wanna fight. It's not worth it, you know.
Well, because of that, it gave birth. You probably own a percentage of every stream ng Clock Clock Bitch, because without you there, it wouldn't have led to that great one-liner.
I know. But it's good TV. I love Ovi that he did what he had to do, and I love her for being that, you know, like, you know, that she also expressed what she thinks and what she feels, because after all, it's a TV, right? So, you know.
Yes. So after Pull Out Gate, we do see that you and Ovi continue to kind of, in for a lack of a better term, develop this relationship between the two of you. We saw that after Snatch Game, you did have a bit of a back and forth. How did you feel about your relationship with Ovi at that point? Were you like trying to hold back from getting into another situation? What was that like?
I was trying to hold back into another, you know, situation because I know Ovi that she had a breakdown, tapos sinabihan siyang trash. So it's like, oh my God, it's like I don't want to put another like big fight again. Tapos, and then si Bakla Kawawa, because you know, it's like Ovi is like 22 years old. I'm 37. Parang, oh my God, ang bata ng kaaway ko. So para kung tanga, di ba? Alam mo yun? So, you know, I just tease him a bit. It's like, you're boring, but I know it's not true, you know? It's like, it's not boring. Pero, so, you know, it's like, I was giving like my like bit and pieces to tease him. So parang ganun. And then, si Ovi kasi is like, nanginginig agad siya. Alam mo yun? It's like, she's like, yung giggle niya parang is so easy to, you know, to get. So ganun. So ganun yung, oo, so ganun yung reaction ko. Like, oh my God, it's not worth it to fight with Ovi anymore. So ganun.
Got it. So talagang very nuanced at complex ang relationship niyo ni Ovi. Let's move on to another relationship sa episode 3. It was a big part of the edit na meron kayong showmans or love team ni Arizona. We got to see most of what Arizona thought about your dynamics. Pero anything you want to share with us to sa aming listeners about this whole love affair?
So I found Arizona very cute and very funny. It's so funny. It's like I love a person who makes me laugh. So, and then he's like in that box, like, oh my God, he's so funny. So kaya ganon.
Ganon. Nakakatuwa naman.
Yeah.
Okay, sige. Well, you know, who knows, diba? Love finds you in the unlikeliest of places. So who knows?
No, hindi kasi lang yun kasi walang phone, tapos walang hada. So ganon. Si Jade nga at saka si Kat Kat parang maghahada na yun kasi gusto ko nagbiruan yun palagi.
Oh my God.
Okay, so actually
ako na nag-away sila.
Perfect segue to my next question. Of course, we have to talk about the Jade and Kat Kat of it all and the Verushka of it all. I mean, the edit showed that, you know, you played a very crucial role in terms of why the two queens reacted that way.
Yes,
that confrontation.
Yes.
But siguro the best question to ask you na lang is, you know, it's been 2 weeks since that aired and we saw how dramatic everything turned out to be.
Yeah.
So ang tanong namin is, do you regret yung pagbulong mo kay Kat Kat?
Yeah.
Na knowing what you know now?
Yung nangyari kasi nito, you know, is like, di ba team A, team B kami? Right? Si Kat Kat at saka si Jay, super close sila. Parang super, super close na parang magkapatid. So nung after, nung ano kami, nung antak, nung na-save kami, di ba nung una? So nagulat na ako na bakit nag-breakdown si Jade. So parang she throwed her sister under the train, not under the bus, ha? So parang, oh my God, ang close niyo. Tapos iniraan mo yung pinaka-close mo na friend. It's not fair. Parang, I see a stunt. I see a lie. Ay, parang, okay, tanungin nga natin kung totoo ba. Kasi yung, di ba si Kat Kat na-shock din siya na parang close tayo tapos hindi ko na parang ganon. So yun yung feeling ko. At saka, you know, it's like we're there to work, right? Yeah, and then to accuse someone like physical is like, oh my God, it's a very big thing. So ganun yung nangyari. It's like twice ko sinabi na, let's confront Kat Kat, let's confront Kat Kat. Tapos wala naman nagsabi sa akin na no, let's not confront it. It's like I will just talk to her in the right time. Tapos hindi naman ako pinigilan nila na mag-confront kay Kat Kat. So I push it through, natanungin ko si Kat Kat, kasi wala naman nag-react, di ba? You saw it in Antak, di ba? It's like, I mentioned it maybe 2-3 times na, okay, let's confront Kat Kat when he arrived or something. So, ganun yung nangyari. Tapos, yung pagkasabi ko naman nga, Mom, may nangyari kanina. Di ba, like, parang in a very softest manner na ganun, na just to open up the issue. So, you know, it's like, so, like, people wanna put me into the bad situation that I'm a pot steerer, fine, but for me, it is very important. And I did not regret it. And it gave a good drama.
Got it.
And well, I love it so much. So ganon.
Now we know your side. I mean, diba? Because we heard from so many queens kasi it's antak na yon, like what they thought of what happened. So we got to hear more of you. So we're not gonna react to that anymore. It's just like more airtime and to give your side of the story. Yes.
Diba? So now it's all cleared. So, you know, it's like people just want to put you in a bad light. Oh, pastir ba? I love to be the pastir. Di ba yung meet the queens pa lang is like, I'm not going to be the pastir. I'll be an air fryer. So,
oh
so parang
gosh.
Na-air fried sila. So, gano. It's like a, I don't know, but it's a good TV. It's a good TV.
Yes, definitely it was. So now let's take it back to what, like, current events. I mean, like, what had happened in the most recent episode. So it was Snatch Game. What were you feeling? Were you nervous about it? Was Mommy Janisha your first choice? Take us through your process of Snatch Game.
So nangyari kasi, so yung original character ko is like a blackface. So sinabi nila na don't do it because it's blackface, and then I change. Eh si Mami Judicia parang maitim din naman. So same din na blackface, pero more character, more parang Annabelle na yata. So nagpanik ako konti, like, oh my God. Pero may mga punchline ako na maganda pero hindi sinali nila. So
Oh, do
sayang.
you
Pero
remember any of them? Baka pwede mong i-share?
Yung 'di ba may wheel si Ovi? Tapos sinabi ko is like Jesus take the
Yes.
wheel and drive it to the cliff. Yon, it's so funny pero hindi
Oh, that's
sinali.
funny.
I know, it's like yung ano ko yung sabi ko is like Jesus take the wheel and drive it to the cliff because there's no joke. Ganong tinanggal nila. Yung business class ticket parang hindi siya nag-ano, it's like pop is it's like bring me to the airport kasi yung ticket ko business class, wala na akong business. So parang yung editing crickets, I don't know. I find it funny, but I don't know. Tapos may iba pa, marami pa. Yung ano ko ba yun? Ay, Diyos ko, nakalimutan. Basta yun. And then yung filming kasi doon, it's so long. It's not like 2 hours. It's like half a day. And then yung iniihi ka na, tapos you cannot leave. Parang there's so many factors. But anyways, I failed to deliver a lot of jokes. So ganon. So I know. So that's my time. And I'm very happy. Yeah. That I,
Siguro ang question is yung runway rin nito. Let's talk about
Oh
Lumpia,
my
which also got
God.
several reactions from people online. People are saying it's not Lumpia at all. Some people are saying it's not Lumpia enough. Can you please set the record straight sa aming mga listeners sa kwento ng outfit na ito?
First of all, it's not lumpy enough. It's really actually dinamita. But I don't want to wear like food. It's like who? It's like I don't want to wear like a tapa on my dress. It's not. I'm a couture queen. So masyado siyang futuristic in which people cannot translate it properly. So yun lang say it's not lumpia enough. It's more of the Shanghai. It's, in which is very true. So tama yung judges. At saka, yung sabi ng tao, tama yun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was a more like creative conceptual take on the category rather than going directly for the
Yes,
una.
exactly. Because I don't want to look like mascot, like my itlog dito. I don't want to do that. I have like very expensive like fabric and all those crystal, yung hanging, yung mga crystal noon sa ano, yung drama kasi no, is like gold siya, parang mantika siya, tapos hot sauce yung cape. Tapos, it's like too much explanation, so it means it's not working well because I need to explain it, you know what I mean? So parang ganon. So it didn't work. I feel so sad, but it's okay. I'm very gorgeous at the runway. I'm so pretty. I love it.
Well, speaking of being gorgeous on the runway, we then cut to your lip sync, the a very like iconic, controversial three-way lip sync between Didi and Matilda. You pulled out a lot of like props to, parang basically at the end of it, you looked rather at the end of the lip sync, you looked rather different from your makeup during the runway. Bakit mo naisip gawin yung mga yon?
Ang chaka ka ng editing ko sa lip sync, actually comedy talaga yon.
Okay.
Yung teeth ko maitim-itim yun, pero parang they want the edit na parang gorgeous pa rin ako at the end of my journey. So ganun, so kinat nila. Sabi ko, sayang naman, okay naman sana yung pagka-lip sync ko. Pero anyways, there are a lot of things going on. Si Didi umiyak, tapos ako is like, I was trying to like put a clothes like a bodysuit under my dress, tapos wala ng oras. So para yung dress ko sana tanggalin ko, tapos may swimsuit sana sa ilalim, pero yung oras tinanggalin nila, is like just keep it as it is. So ganun, so nakagown ako, so it's like shit, I'm going to lose kasi nakadress ako, may headpiece, may robe pa on a lip sync. So talo na to, so para na tong Camora Hall, parang ganun. Sabi so, like okay, I'll take my defeat. So ganun. But it's so badly done like that. I was so nervous at the time. And then so ganun, so parang oh my God. So parang ganun. Yes, it's my time to go. So ganun lang yung feeling. It's so bad.
I mean, it looked like you were going through a lot of journeys during the lip sync, and we never got to see most of how you got to the final look sa dulo.
Oh, kaya nga, kaya
Correct.
nga.
You're part of history, herstory rather, the very first three-way lip sync in Drag Race Philippines. So last few questions namin is, you know, tapos na yung Drag Race journey mo. Even with all the chatter online, how would you describe your relationship with the season 2 girls right now?
Oh, my relationship with them is a bit complicated because there's so many miscommunication. So ano, so maraming nangyari, circulation online. Some of them are true, some of them are not. But you know, I have a really good relationship with some of few queens. And then, yeah, but you know, it's like, oh, we don't want to show it that we're in a good relationship kasi may kampo-kampo nangyari ngayon eh. You know, so, you know, so my tea. So, but you know, as an older person sa grupo namin, I'm 37, they're like 22, 23, they're so young. So I'm giving them time and then, you know, it's like time will heal kung ano nangyari. I have reached out to them, so I'm waiting for them kung kailan sila ready. You know, so ganun lang. So that's all I can say.
Well, if ever nagkaroon ng season 2 reunion, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be something to watch.
Yeah.
And speaking of things to look forward to, there's already the idea floating around of possibly a Drag Race Philippines All-Stars. If you ever get the call, would you take it? And who would you want to be on in the same season from your season or the first batch?
Oh my God, yung All-Star circulation ay parang sabi nila online is like I have cemented my spot on All-Stars. Like, oh my God. Please.
That's good!
Change the hotel. I don't know. Depende sa hotel at saka depende sa pagkain. Depende sa depende sa bedsheet ng hotel. Hi, Charla.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. No, for now, I wanna enjoy. Kasi yung ano, yung expenses ko hindi ko pa nabawi. Kasi I spend a lot. Asaka, Diyos ko, asaka ilam ng iba. Pero yung All-Stars na yun, a few years pa man. So maybe when they call me, maybe I'll be ready by then. I'll say yes, of course. Yung gusto kong makaano, si Minty sana kasi I love Minty.
Ooh!
Minty! Sino? Kasi si Minty maganda at saka, ano, mataray. Gusto kong mataray. Gusto kong kontrabida. Ayoko nang mabait. si Brigidine, gusto ko din siya makasama kasi I have known Brigidine for so long. Kasi, I went back to Philippines like around 10 years ago. And then I was doing makeup for Maricel Soriano for 2 years for like movies. And then, so si Brigidine is like one of those like, you know, like yung parang double ng artista, so he's like an actor like that. So ang super talented niya si Brigidine mag-acting, super. So doon ko siya na meet. That's like, "Oh my God, you're a drag queen." Ganon. And then you're an actor, so parang ganon. So nag-meet yung ways namin ngayon. It's like, "Oh my God, we're Rue Girls," so ganon. So yeah, si Brigidine.
I love it.
Saka si Minty.
I love it. Thank you. That's all the time that we have with
That's
you today.
It? Oh my God, bitte.
Maraming salamat for joining us. You gave us a lot to think about. And I think
very much.
So we wish you Thank all the best. You. And yes, baka all stars, diba? Who knows? Never
oh
say never.
Oh my God. I will steer a walk na siguro, hindi na pot. Para mas bongga yung
Maraming salamat, yes. Verushka. Enjoy yes. the rest of your day.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Maraming salamat for those who tuned in sa podcast recap. Again, we still have a few tickets to our Rusical viewing party.
Ah, I'm so excited to see this in person.
Although I think by the time i-post natin ito, baka upuubos na dahil standing room tickets na lang po. Again, thank you to everyone who just continues to support our viewing parties. Paaga po ng paaga ang pag-declare namin ng sold out. Which is, I think, good. I think it is equivalent to the momentum the season is getting. So again, there really is nothing like watching Drag Race Philippines during a viewing party. Parang sinabi nga namin kanina, the episode will turn out better than it actually is. And in a world that it...
When you're there in the room with other people.
Correct. I mean, with global warming and politics that confuse you, hey, maybe the viewing party is the kindest choice or kindest gift you will give to yourself.
Correct. So that has been it for this week's recap of Drag Race Philippines Season 2, Episode 4. I am Mick Chanel. You can follow me at Instagram at mix.chanel and at mixchanel on Twitter.
I am Baus Rufo on Instagram, and hey, it's Baus on TikTok. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'll see you next week. Bye! Mag-a-naman! Mag-a-naman!